Distorted View Daily proudly presents a man wearing diapers glued to the floor.
Oh, look at the glue. Look at the glue. The glue's bad horses. Only boys are turning to glue. Only horses are turning to glue. Only boys are forced to see glue. Look at that glue. Look at the glue. That glue is sticking really good. Look at those strands of horse. That's all boiled down horsey eyes. Your diaper covered with glue. Look at those strands of horse. It's only a matter of time before your diapers get really stuck in the glue.
It breaks. It's Friday, March 10th, 2017. Coming up on the program today, asshole squeegees. Plus, fucked by a tiny black wooden doll. Playing Zelda this weekend. Help fill up your sperm containers. And your five-day fartcast. All this plus your voicemails today on TV.
The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Timothy Henson is charged with killing two people on Highway 101 over the holiday weekend.
Yo! Hey, freaks! Tim Henson with you. Back to end the week with the Friday program. Got a great show! At the top of the podcast, I got an email from DV listener, The Shocker! Cock! Yeah, the Shocker gets his own little stinger. He's been a listener for a long time. He emails me, he says, "This is the stupidest thing I've ever seen. Enjoy. It's a music video entitled My Shiny Hiney." So as these bitches are dancing around on the beach, they're holding up a package for something called My Shiny Hiney. I don't know how I missed this thing. It's apparently an as-seen-on-TV product to clean your asshole out. And it really focuses on your crack region. Also, I think it's a whole system, so I think it, like, buffs out your cheeks. It makes your ass literally shiny. And let me just tell you something. I don't like the look of shiny asses. I don't like when women or guys, whatever, have oil on their butt. I don't like things moist, especially in that region. I'm very anti-moisturizer. I would prefer someone have really dry, crackly skin than, like, clammy, wet, sticky skin. You know what I mean? Call me crazy. And I know most people prefer someone who's got nice, soft skin. Wet skin, I guess. I don't know. Guess this is just one more thing that makes me weird, but I always associate wetness with stink, right? There's a greater chance there's going to be smells. You pull down someone's pants and they've got, like, swamp ass. It's going to be a little musty down there. I'm not going to eat that asshole out. Come on. I see a shiny hiney. That's a red flag. You need to towel that motherfucker down. All right, so I've got the actual commercial here for My Shiny Hiney. Let's see what this thing's all about.
There's nothing better than feeling clean and confident. But are you really as clean as you should be? Not unless you've taken care of a very personal area that requires special attention.
It's hard to tell if you're really clean down there without doing gross stuff. You know what I mean? If you're worried about your asshole, you really have to run your finger up and down your crack, maybe dab your butthole, and then smell your finger and see how clean you are down there. It's the only way you can tell yourself. One of these days, we're going to have, like, scent bots. Who, you know, little robot helpers that can actually, you know, smell your anal region and let you know if you're clean enough. But until that day comes, you got to use your finger, baby.
Stop resorting to one of these options.
All right. Oh, yeah, look at that. One of these options. All right. We've got, here are some of the options people are using to clean their assholes. We've got a hard loofah, one of those body poofs, just a regular towel, which looks a little stained, and someone's hand.
To one of these options. Now there's a solution. It's
now, my shiny hiney looks like, at least when they show the close-up of this, it looks like a pair of earbuds. Looks like, you know, it's got a wire and then a little, like, little bulge with, like, where you would stick it in your ear. But I know that's not going in your ear. It's going somewhere else.
Now there's a solution. It's My Shiny Hiney, a specialty cleansing brush with an ergonomically designed handle to easily access that difficult-to-reach spot.
Yeah, the handle is curved, you know, to help you get up your hole.
My Shiny Hiney comes in 6 colors and includes a suction cup shower holder, so it's always right where you need it.
All right, think about where this thing's going, right? You're shoving this little scrub in your asshole. Does it really matter what color it comes in? Do you need to have 5 fun colors, like magenta, purple?
The formed bristle brush is specially designed to reach every fold and wrinkle. Plus, there's a soft silicone...
Every fold and wrinkle? We're talking about a butthole here. This is for cleaning out your butthole. I don't think elderly people are going to be using this. This is for attractive people looking to get it up the butt.
Golden wrinkle.
Wait, okay. And what's great is this product is available with 2 different bristles. Like toothbrushes, right? You've got soft bristles or medium bristles. Like for the really hard to clean asshole. Like if you got caked on shit, you're going to want the medium bristles. Could you, like, what is this doing to your tender rectum? You're scraping it with, like, a wire brush. Like a toilet bowl cleaner.
Plus, there's a soft silicone brush for fingertip control.
Oh, my God. This little finger glove that you stick on and you can reach down and clean out your puckered rosebud.
Literally. My Shiny Hiney is especially handy if you have a limited range of motion due to age, injury, or stiffness.
Perfect for seniors and the disabled. I guess they want shiny heinies too. I keep thinking about this as a product for people to use before having anal sex. When really, you know, anyone can use this to get rid of their butt smells. And, you know, who has more butt smells than seniors and the disabled? We all caught a whiff at some point of a, you know, old person with a shitty ass. One thing that I would change about this design is that the bristles are white. I feel like you get into some problem areas, there's going to be some long-term staining. You want, like, a darker color for the bristles.
Each injury or stiffness. Good hygiene is the first defense against infections and...
Wait, like, what's going on here? There's, like, this scene of a man in a suit behind a desk handing one of these anal brushes to a woman. I think this is, like, a job interview situation. So do I get the job? If you do something about that stinky asshole of yours... Or maybe this is like an HR situation and people have been complaining about her smell.
That's against infections and disease. My Shiny Hiney puts unparalleled...
Infection and disease? Like, what the hell is going on with people's assholes?
Defense against infections and disease. Ugh. My Shiny Hiney puts unparalleled cleaning power right in your hand. Order My Shiny Hiney now for just $19.99.
But wait, I bet you they're going to give you 2 Shiny Hineys or an 8-ounce bottle of Gash Splash... Pussy perfume. Now your back and your front will smell nice. All right, let's finish up with this thing here.
Order My Shiny Hiney now for just $19.99 and experience the joy of feeling truly clean. And there's more. Uh-oh. My Shiny Hiney Cleansing Cream.
Oh my God, I was kind of right.
Available in 3 fragrances, removes odors.
Lemon, passion fruit, and citrus ginger.
And impurities to leave you feeling fresh and smelling great all day long. And for a brighter complexion, there's My Shiny Hiney Lightning Cream.
In case your ass is a few shades darker than your face or something. Now we're spending, I think, too much time on the ass. According to their website, whether you call it your derriere, your rump, or where the sun don't shine, this body part often receives just a cursory scrub in the shower. My Shiny Hiney makes the cleansing easier and more thorough with an ergonomic brush that accesses the hard-to-reach area. As you shower, just dip the brush, or your finger brush if you're looking for added control, into the moisturizing cleanser, and scrub your private parts free of odors and impurities. Shit nuggets. Those hard-to-reach dingleberries we all struggle with. Once clean, dry, and pleasantly scented, apply the whitening formula as a final step to soothe skin and fade any discolorations. The cleaning regimen is designed to make you feel more confident as you go about your day. So there you go. It's designed to clean and lighten backsides. It's for external use only. Don't be pushing the brush heads up your pooper. That brings me back to the music video. Now, the music video stars the same chick who's in the infomercial. And they're holding the product, dancing around. So weird.
I've got a shiny honey.
I've got a shiny honey.
Oh, okay, all right, thank you. Well, that's quite enough. I was into the product until they started singing. Moving on, DB listener Jimmy Jams emailed me. He says, I feel like the show hasn't been racist enough. This is the same guy who said the show hasn't been musical enough a few days ago. So I'm giving you one of my favorite movies, Black Devil Doll from Hell. Now, we've actually talked about this movie. I played a short clip from it many years ago. But when I played a clip, it was just a real short one. Someone uploaded like a one-minute clip from this movie. Now the whole thing has been uploaded onto YouTube. I'll provide a link on the show notes if you want to watch Black Devil Doll from Hell. James, or Jimmy Jam, fast-forwarded to a part that he wanted to share with us. This is where a church lady gets raped by the doll. I'm interested.
Before I give you a lesson in pleasure, I'm going to give you a lesson in pain.
That would be the Black Devil Doll from Hell. So the Black Devil Doll has opened his mouth and is blowing some sort of smoke in the church lady's face. I think she's going to pass out. That's quite a breath.
What the fuck?
Now that you have smelt the foulness of my breath, you may now taste the sweetness of my tongue.
My God, the music is awful. This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. This is only a test. He's sticking his tongue out, and like this white, thick saliva's pouring out.
No.
You dirty motherfucker. So now he's like licking her tits. Oh my God.
Where are you taking that marvelous tongue? Mm. Of yours.
Where do you think I'm taking it to?
Wait, is she into this now? She called his tongue marvelous. Oh, enough with that. It's like they didn't have a budget for the soundtrack, so they just found some guy's Casio keyboard and pressed one key. Yeah. The entire soundtrack is one note. It'd be awesome if you could buy that, like, on CD. Track two. Track 3. Track 12. I want to like this movie, but the music is just awful. Let me fast forward a bit. There we go.
What did you stop for?
And now, I'm gonna fuck you, bitch. And give you your heartfelt desire.
Oh. Yes. Oh, yes.
Now she's totally into it. Do you think, like, she's under some sort of spell? That's what the foggy breath was, like, blowing in her face? Because she's totally okay with a wooden dummy fucking her.
Oh, yes. Please. Please. Fuck me.
I'm getting ready to bust your cherry, baby.
Oh, you think she's a virgin? That's cute. How naive this dummy is. Oh, my God. Is this part of the soundtrack, or is she moaning? Like, the audio is so awful. Ah! God damn! Let me try to get past whatever the hell that noise is. Let's try right here. now there's more music. There's like screeching and there's like a dun, 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 dun. It literally is a Casio loop.
What in heaven's name did you stop for? What you stop for?
I already nutted. I put some wooden babies inside of you, baby.
Because I want you to pay for it, bitch.
Yes, yes. Fuck me. Fuck me, yes.
That's right, pay for it, baby.
Please.
I like that begging.
Please.
Pay for it.
Fuck me. Yes.
Pay for it, yes. Pay for it.
Oh. It's just funny to see, like, a doll on top of a woman gyrating. Oh. He's fucking her.
Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, God!
I give you your heartfelt wish. I'm gonna fuck you, you bitch.
Oh, does he speak in rhymes? Doesn't the leprechaun do that? The leprechaun movies?
Oh, I didn't know who could be this. Could be this beautiful, this wonderful. Oh, I feel so strange inside.
That would be the big fat piece of pine poking at your innards, bitch. All right, so there you go. I'll post a link on the show notes today to Black Devil Doll from Hell, the 1984 film. It looks like it was made on a shoestring budget. They were using home video cameras, I think, to record this. All right, one more short clip. You're not going to hear a lot. Well, you're going to hear a lot, but you're not going to be able to make out a lot. This is a video of someone at a Trump rally. I don't know if this was post-election, because even though Trump is president, he's still holding rallies, which is a little weird. But anyway, so here is someone at a Trump rally, not a fan of Trump, and she's showing her displeasure by holding both of her middle fingers up and screeching. And then there's a lot of, like, Trump supporters screaming at her. Then they get everyone chanting USA to drown her out. This is the state of U.S. politics right now.
USA! USA!
Fucking mess.
USA! USA! USA!
The protester lady is trying to scream something, but she's totally drowned out at this point. Let's see what happens next here.
Stupid bitch!
Call her a stupid bitch. She is kind of a stupid bitch.
Hey, look, it's a dead zombie!
Oh no, not this again.
Is that all you know how to do?
Everyone's like getting up in her face now. Now everyone's hissing and screeching at her. They're having a screech off. Screeching. Fuck you at her. Look, she was the only protester there. She was doing the best she could, you know, trying to make a lot of noise. Mission accomplished. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up fucked up news right now. If you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, please consider signing up, becoming a true and honorable freak today. When you do, you get full access to the entire archive of programs. We've been at this since December 2004, so there are thousands of programs in the archive. Plus, every week we do new bonus material in the form of exclusive shows, mini programs, video casts. Yesterday we did a full-length exclusive show. Tuesday we did a full-length exclusive show for Sideshow members. And maybe this weekend we'll do a mini program or a video for you. I don't know. No promises, but be on the lookout, maybe. All right, superfreaksideshow.com. Memberships are only $6.99 a month, even less when you opt for a quarterly, semi-annual, yearly, or even a lifetime one. Go to superfreaksideshow.com, and thank you to all of my current and hopefully future Sideshow members. Three quick stories now, then we'll get the hell out of here. I was talking about that new Zelda game. It's still amazing. I'm having so much fun playing it. Apparently, I'm not the only one. As a matter of fact, after Zelda was released, there was a huge drop-off in masturbation. Like, no one's jerking off in America right now. Everyone's playing video games. I think it's a combination of a couple things. Yeah, if Zelda's not your jam, there's some other great video games that came out this past week, right? That Zero Horizon Dawn, Zero Dawn Horizon, Dawn Horizon Zero. I don't know. Some combination of those words. I was really excited to get that for the PS4, but then I got the Zelda thing, and I've been working on that. So I am bound and determined to beat Zelda before I purchase another, fucking $60 game. YouPorn, our good friends over there at YouPorn, reports that their traffic dropped noticeably after the release last weekend of the highly anticipated new gaming system, the Nintendo Switch. People were so excited to play with their new device, they stopped playing with their cock and balls. YouPorn did some analytics. Actually, let me go onto their website right here. They've got a post about what was going on here. It says, to the dismay of many YouPorn viewers, the Switch launched without a web browser. So while millions of YouPorn viewers turned to the site in search of some Nintendo-related relief, others fell off the face of the earth for the weekend to test drive the Switch. Now, thanks to anonymous data provided by our analytics software, we were able to identify site users based on their various interests, including gaming preferences. Wow, even YouPorn knows way too much about you. This allows us to offer up more insights on how and why our site is affected. Let's start by looking at the overall gamer traffic. Throughout the month, you can see small traffic fluctuations from one day to the next. It's quite typical. Anytime there's, an important TV show, like a finale or something, you'll see like a little dip in traffic. What is interesting is that you can see a very significant dip in traffic among gamers over the weekend of March 3rd. Beginning on Friday, the day the Switch launched, traffic dropped 15%, 17% on Saturday, and 13% on Sunday. Those are actually pretty big numbers, right? These are the lowest numbers all month long. Although, you know what? If you don't have stock in Nintendo, I would highly suggest... I think they got a hit on their hands based on this porn analytics. All right, where are we at here? The lowest numbers all month long, this March 3rd thing. Although the sales numbers aren't out yet, Japan is estimated to have sold more than 330,000 units, while in America, it's being said that over the first 2 days of sales, the new console is already beating out all other systems in the company's history, including the massive Wii. And you gotta remember, most of these systems are launched, in November for holiday sales. A lot of people are, pick them up for Christmas. This was a little different, though. March, and they're still citing huge sale numbers. Buy that Nintendo stock. I'm not going to. I'm not a fucktard. I would never listen to anything I say, especially when it comes to stock tips. Now, you might be saying, all you Nintendo haters out there might be saying, this is just a fluke. Has nothing to do with, you porn viewing statistics. Well, Let me tell you this about their searches. It seems as though gamers search for Link and Zelda. They had the highest increase in searches over the weekend. Link was up 164%, while searches for Zelda were up to 102%. This ain't Zelda XXX porn parody. If someone hasn't created that, you're missing out on a lot of money or something. I don't know. Where are we at here? Nintendo searches were up 37% and searches for some of the system's original characters like Mario, Bowser, and Princess Peach. Yeah, I could see there being interest in Princess Peach porn increased by 24%, 23%, and 16% respectively. So there you go. Some YouPorn statistics for your Friday. Next story for you. Meteorologist Patrick Ellis was reporting on the weather over there on WLBT in Mississippi on Saturday when an 8-year-old boy named Houston, who was the son of a lawyer with a segment on the channel, ran in front of the camera to share his own version of the forecast. Struggling to keep a straight face after Zane rushed onto the set. Actually, I've got a clip here.
First Alert radar this evening. We do have some returns
right,
on the radar.
Patrick Ellis
observations
doing his thing.
And some of the cameras down there.
Talking about dew points and
what's
temperatures.
What's happening is that a lot of this moisture right now is getting eaten up by the dry air. Look at the dew point in the area right now. Right now, dew points in the 20s and near 30 degrees across central Mississippi.
Here comes the kid.
Well, hey there.
I don't know what's going on, but Zane doesn't know. Sure.
Yeah, the weatherman has no idea what to do. He's probably gay. All weathermen are gay. And, you know, anyone on TV is an attention whore, right? So he's probably upset. Like, this is eating in. I only get 5 minutes on cam to do my stupid weather report. Now I got to share it with some, you know, some idiot child.
I don't know what's going on, but Zane doesn't know.
I'd be so angry.
Are you sure?
This weather gay would be pissed.
Are you crazy sure?
Well, we've got a little bit of
the kid is going caw caw like a bird.
We've got a little bit of interesting things going on right.
And then he starts leaning over, like bending over, like he's farting on the weatherman.
Things going on right now. Take a look at what's going on right now. You want to point out the weather right now?
Yeah, there were farts everywhere and
Oh, farts everywhere over there.
There were farts everywhere and toots. It's crazy.
Farts and toots. And that's when, I guess, the father came and took the kid.
Take a live look from our Alpha Insurance Skycam right now. We've got cloudy skies.
Yeah, the kid said, there are farts everywhere and toots. That's when the father came on set, carried the boy away. Employees often bring their children to the station on Saturdays, Ellis explained in a WLBT Facebook Live video after the interaction racked up thousands of views on social media. This Saturday was a little different, said Ellis. This Saturday, our friend Houston decided he wanted to be on television and discuss farts. The Fartcast. We got a high pressure zone building up in my abdomen. The whole viewing area is going to be affected when I let this one rip. All right, final story we have for you today. Police in two states. Oh, one of those states has to be Florida, right? This is a Distorted View news story. Police in two states say they're trying to figure out why a woman hauled an elderly man's dead body in a suitcase. Probably all chopped up, right? How else would you fit a human body in a suitcase? More than 1,000 miles from upstate New York to Arkansas. And then dumped it in a rice field. Maybe that was his final wish.
I always wanted to see the rice fields of Arkansas. They're so beautiful this time of year. That's my one wish. The one thing I never got to do while alive. There is one more thing. I wish I could be chopped up into little pieces. And then be stuffed into a handbag.
Virginia Colvin, 56, faces a preliminary charge of abuse of a corpse. I think that's a bullshit charge. You can't abuse a corpse. Corpses can't feel anything. Everyone's so sensitive about the dead. You know, when you're dead, you're dead. You don't feel anything. You're not there anymore. Investigators say they're still seeking a motive. They have no idea why this woman did this. Police say the body found Sunday at a farm 50 miles northeast of Little Rock appears to be that of a man who died in Johnstown, New York. The body has been sent to an Arkansas crime lab to be identified and to pinpoint how he died. At this point in time, we believe that he died of natural causes, according to Police Lieutenant Dave Gilbo. We just can't determine why the body was transported from here to Arkansas. Arkansas State Police say Colvin was arrested in Arkansas on Wednesday night in connection with the case. Did you not think to ask her what she was doing? State Police say she is being held in the Prairie County Jail. State police say a man who was jailed in Arkansas on an unrelated charge is also being questioned. Oh. Yeah, this really seems like a two-person job. She was probably the brains of the operation, and he was the muscle, doing all the chopping and carrying of the body. The man, Michael Stivers, is being held at the Lonoke County Jail on charges unrelated to the discovery of the body and is being questioned by state police. Gilbo suggested that the criminal investigation is focused on what happened after the man died and whether the man or the federal government were victims of fraud. Oh, that's her angle. She was like collecting, pension checks or Social Security. He told the TV station that there's been cases in Fulton County, New York, of people trying to collect the Social Security checks of the deceased. Well, why the fuck would you chop them up and take them all the way to Arkansas? There's got to be an easier way to do this. Laying them down in a random rice field. Why not throw them in the ocean? Get a boat. go to the middle of the ocean. By the time he finally washes up ashore, you know, there's no way they're going to be able to figure out who this man is. He's going to be all decomposed, or, the fishes will eat him. All right, that's how I would do it. That's how I would get rid of the body and collect Social Security checks. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of shop. Hey, if you're new to the program, or you just don't call in that often, maybe never, give it a shot. 206-666-4463. That's our voicemail line. Call in, say hi, I'll be nice to you, I promise.
Hey, Timmy Boo. This is Gary the Gorgile. Calling because Spiral Hamfucker called in, said he moved up north, and yeah. You said, oh, what's the cost of living like up there? Timmy, I sent you an email.
I don't know how to read!
Which, this is maybe a good indicator of the status of our relationship, but you never read your emails from me. Look it up. Gary okay. The Gorgile. Just all check right. Your email.
Gary.
I sent you a bunch of information about cost of living all over California. I'm trying to help you, man. Trying to be
well,
a friend.
I will say this.
Anyway, hope you find that info useful, and I think it'd be great if Spower Handfucker chimed in, because he probably has different, or, you know, another
point. Yeah, I mean, you know, California's big. I just wanted to know where Spiral Hamfucker was living and what the cost of living was for him. I did do a search for your email, and I found it, and it wasn't bold. You know, it was red. Like, I read the message. You probably get a lot of feedback on this, but I thought I would offer my 2 cents. California is expensive. 90% of the counties are higher than the national average. And the ones that aren't, you might not want to live in. Oh, that's reassuring. I think I did read this. My recommendation: Stockton, Sacramento, YOLO County, YOLO. My recommendations of where not to live: Bakersfield, which is a shithole. Brentwood, shit. Brentwood is a shithole? I thought that's where famous people, or like rich people live. Wasn't that where OJ's wife died? In Brentwood? Her Brentwood estate. Anywhere north of Chico. Bay Area. Oh, yeah, that's really expensive. Napa. Well, look, I don't think I'm going to be moving to California, so it doesn't really matter. No.
Hey, Boo, I really don't care what kind of bit rate you use on your show. Gay shit. Bye.
Gay shit? What? Is that just sort of like a standard insult? Oh, that's gay. Bit rates are gay. Caring about bit rates is gay. Well, it increases the file size, and some people don't have unlimited on their data plans. I don't think that's gay, trying to save you people money. Gay shit. I was asking you guys to get your input, you know, so you feel a little bit of pride, some ownership in this podcast. I think we came up with a good compromise on that anyway. Okay, maybe it is a little gay. Leave me alone.
Hey, Tim.
What?
This is Tim from New Mexico. Hey, I'm listening to the Thursday, January 19th, 2017 episode.
Okay.
And you're doing the bit called, like, Did Raymond Say That? Or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
And you were playing Scientology quotes first before the game. And one of the Scientology quotes from the testimonials was a phrase called Theta Juggernaut. Yeah,
yeah,
that sounds like something Raymond would say.
It does.
Theta Juggernaut. We're surrounded by this giant Theta Juggernaut. Or we are. Anyway, have a good one.
That's the fun thing about that game, with the Raymond Scientology game, is you really don't know. Most of the stuff could be said by either. You know, I just saw a post from Raymond. Raymond cut his hair? He's looking very respectable. I think he is going to try his hand at a career in politics.
Hey, Tim. Sideshow Freak here. You ever have one of those moments where you laugh so freaking hard you can't breathe?
Yes.
So, yeah. I just listened to the show from yesterday, the Sideshow exclusive show, where at the end of the show you did a little bit about bleeding from your anus. Oh my god, I could not freaking breathe. I was laughing so hard.
I don't remember that. Was it something that I said, or was it the clip of that cartoon?
Anyway, I just thought I would thank you.
Probably what it was. Sometimes we'll end the show with that. My anus is bleeding.
Thank you very much.
It's called, what is the name of that? It's a Don Hertzfeldt cartoon, right?
short film.
Hey, Incognito, I'll do it. I'll do this for Surly. This one's for Surly. I'll take one for the team. All right, all right. You want me to lean over or just take a deep breath?
Oh, shocker. I have no clue what the fuck he's talking about. Something to do with Incognito, though.
Hey, this is Semen Vape. I swear I'm not going to say anything stupid or retarded like I
Semen Vape.
I have past voicemails. I'm chill. I'm cool now. I was looking up the word Jagoo. It's not spelled G-A-G-O-O. It's G-A-G-O. And in Indian, it means rise and shine. So to use it as a greeting, apparently, isn't...
No one knows what it is. There's like 18,000 different definitions. I thought it was supposed to mean celebrate.
It's far-fetched. So yeah. I just thought I'd say that. If I'm wrong, I don't know. I don't listen to these fucking voicemails anyway. Everybody have a wonderful, Jagoo day.
All right. Jagoo. That's all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me. show@distortedview.com. distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666-OH-GOD.
I'm getting ready to bust your cherry, baby.
Spread the distortion. STD, tell all your friends about the show. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. I will see you back on Monday to do it all over again. Until then, bye, everybody.
Read me the appetizers again.
Fried cheese with club sauce.
Oh.
Popcorn shrimp with club sauce.
Oh.
Chicken fingers.
Oh, stop it. You're making me dizzy.
With spicy club sauce.
No, I mean stop it.